The Sportscast, November 6, 2020. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Periscope, and iTunes. And then, and if you're an iTunes person, the person that has an iPhone or an iPad or maybe a Apple HomePod, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We are on online digital radio. If you like to have a digital radio, you like to get on the station, listen to a random show, you can do that on the Sportscast app for iPhone or the Sportscast website. You can go to thesportscast.net, listen to our radio, and also read our latest articles and news. A lot going on. The Raiders are getting fined a lot, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on the show. And follow us on Twitter at thesportscast1, one of the hottest websites this week, especially. This episode is brought to you by the Insta Bible app. The Insta Bible app you can download on the iPhone, and you can share a verse, share it to the world. And also, while you're there, download the Sportscast for the latest and greatest in sports news. We do late breaking news notifications, so make sure you get the app. It's very important. Seems like life is run on apps. But anyways, last night, as predicted, the Green Bay Packers improved to a 6-2. They beat the San Francisco 49ers, a Niners team that's going through a lot of injuries and a lot of question marks, but they're still looking good on paper for next year. And a man all the way from Pennsylvania that still is cooking barbecue this week, Jeff Favre. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thanks for having me, Santiago.
Jeff, it's been a while, but of course, it's been a wild week for all of us, and also in sports. Let's go into the Packers. Of course, this Packers team is looking good. This was a rematch of last year's NFC Championship game. I know, like the Niners were coming into this one with a lot of going on, a lot of injuries, but what were your overall thoughts?
Yeah, it's hard to draw a lot of conclusions just because of how beat up the Niners were. But the thing, if you're a Packers fan, I think the most encouraging thing is just that Aaron Rodgers has really started to look like the old Aaron Rodgers recently. He's played really well, and Devontae Adams being healthy makes them look different. He's both dynamic and he's almost unguardable a lot of times. So if you're a Packers fan, I'd say the most encouraging thing is Rodgers is getting back to being Rodgers. They look a lot more comfortable in the offense again. They have some work to do on defense. It seems as though the defense really struggles at times, but they can rush the passer. And I didn't hear how significant the injury to Jair Alexander was. But as long as he's healthy, you have a corner that can really lock down the other team's number one receiver as well. So, yeah, if you're a Niners fan, unfortunately, it's kind of a wash of a season just because you've been completely decimated. But if you're a Packers fan, you should be encouraged by Rodgers' play, the offense, and the defense just kind of having good players in the right place is probably just enough to make a few stops.
Quarterback Aaron Rodgers, as Jeff mentioned prior, was explosive and efficient. He completed 25 of the 31 passes for 305 yards with 4 touchdowns. Pretty good game for Rodgers. Looking at the NFC, Jeff, of course, we got the Packers being in contention, the Buccaneers with Brady. Things are really panning out well. And the Seahawks. Those are the top three teams who I look for that could contend for a Super Bowl. And you could put the Bears in there for an honorable mention. How do you put the Packers in that mix? Are they in like the top, or they're somewhere in the middle of that top four?
Oh, man, I don't know about the top. I mean, that's a tough one. When I look at it right now, even though I think their defense has to play a lot better, I look at the Seahawks just because Russell Wilson has played out of his mind, and that matters a lot. And the Seahawks usually figure it out on defense, at least to some extent. So you think they'll get better as the year goes on. So they'd be the number one team I'd lean towards. The Packers and Buccaneers, even though the Bucs won head-to-head throughout the course of a season, I keep waiting for Tom Brady to hit the wall, and he doesn't.
He hasn't yet.
Yeah, he hasn't. Now, the only thing I'll say is I think getting home field advantage could be very important for the Bucs, because any of the older quarterbacks that have played before will tell you the cold weather is when it really gets difficult, And I remember with Joe Montana with the Chiefs, he said, you know, it was so cold he couldn't throw the ball 15 yards. And then with Peyton Manning, the year that they won the Super Bowl in 2015, you know, the Broncos kind of lucked out a little bit, because if you look at the game temperatures, it was like 70 degrees in Denver in the playoffs that year. It was crazy. It was like a one in a million thing. So my point is, I think home field advantage is really important for the Bucs, because you want Brady to play in warmer weather. With all that said, I think the Packers and Bucs are kind of interchangeable, but I'd put the Seahawks at the top for right now.
And I did look at the standings again. There is an Arizona Cardinal team there. I know I put the Bears ahead of them. Is that a safe thing for me to say, or you put the Cardinals ahead of the Bears?
I don't trust the Bears just because their quarterback position is so volatile. Trubisky obviously he's not even starting anymore. And then Foles is just so up and down. You know, he has drives where he looks like a Pro Bowl player or a really, really good quarterback. And then he just has too many plays that just make you scratch your head in a bad way. So I'm not a big fan of the Bears, even though their defense is really good. I don't trust Nick Foles to be consistent the whole way through the playoffs. That would be my issue with the Bears.
We should definitely co-author an article of naming the top teams in the NFC and who are they. I think that would be a good article. As of right now, I think right now it's safe to say we could definitely write that article this month.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, which of those teams will be bad for like the Kansas City Chiefs? Which matchup you really do not want to face? Like Seattle, or is it the Packers? Like, who do you don't want?
In a head-to-head game, that's a tough question.
That's a very good question. I thought you would know that right on top of your head.
I'd say the Seahawks, because when Russell Wilson is on fire, you know, nobody throws a deep ball like Russell Wilson, and they have Metcalf, and they can really stretch the field and get down the field. So, and Lockett is a really good player too. I'd say the Seahawks, because Russ, when Russ is playing at his top level, they can beat anyone. Now, I know they just had that loss to the Cardinals where he actually threw three interceptions, but more often than not, Russ is going to be a really, really tough matchup. So if you had to pick one team, I'd say it's the Seahawks.
But the Seahawks defense is not what it was a couple years ago with the Legion of Boom, correct?
Well, the Seahawks defense flat out stinks right now, but I don't think they're ever going to be good this year, because I don't think you just go from terrible to good. But I do think that they'll at least get to a point where they can make a stop or two when they have to. They'll at least make a couple plays, just because when you look at the culture the Seahawks have, their defense has been so good for so long. And even though they've lost some players, they do things the right way. They tackle well. They do all those things. So I just think as the season goes on, they'll at least be average, or maybe just below average instead of terrible. So I think it'll be just enough to be what they need them to be.
All right. Well, that is our introduction segment of the NFC West, of course, mixed. NFC, you know, just to be frank. Let's go into the predictions. Are you ready, Jeff?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's go with the Falcons and Broncos. It will be at Atlanta. A Broncos team that's a little bit mediocre. I could say Falcons is definitely on the low ball end, but they do have Matt Ryan, Jeff. Who do you got for this matchup?
I still like the Broncos just because of the way they finished the game against the Chargers. And I don't necessarily think the Broncos are, you know, they're not a good team, but they've played close games early in the year. They were one of those teams that was just ravaged by injuries. They still have some really quality individual players. The defense has been playing well most of the year, as long as Drew Locke doesn't turn the ball over. So Locke really made some plays late against the Chargers, but he was also a big part of the reason they were in the hole in the first place, because he turned the ball over too much. But I like the Broncos because the Falcons just find ways to lose, and the Broncos defense will be the best single unit in that game. So I like the Broncos in a close game.
Do you think Drew Locke is the man in Denver, or you need to see more?
No, I mean, he's fine. I mean, he'll be I mean, I guess what can he be a starting quarterback for a little while? Yeah. But if you're talking about
long-term franchise, know, the guy that could go to a Super Bowl.
That's not him.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's no. I think he could be the guy that you can hang on to for right now until you find your guy. But he's not going to be the franchise savior that takes him deep into the playoffs.
Next game, arguably the best game in the 1 p.m. window. Seahawks at the Bills, potential Super Bowl matchup. Jeff, who you got?
Well, I just talked up the Seahawks like crazy, so I think
you sure did. You got to pick the Seahawks now.
it is tough to go the whole way to Buffalo, but it's a little bit different now with no fans. You know, home field advantage doesn't have the same energy that it normally does.
It's more neutral than anything.
Yeah. So I like the Seahawks in that game. Now, I will say the Bills' offense will move the ball, and really, I think what the game will come down to is who scores in the red zone. And the Bill, I keep waiting for the Bills' defense to play better, because last year the Bills' defense was great, and they just haven't played well this year. So you keep waiting for that and thinking, okay, maybe this is the week where they play a little bit better. But I like the Seahawks just because I think Russ Wilson will be more consistent than what Josh Allen will be. And I do think Josh Allen will make plays, no doubt about it. But I'm more concerned that he'd turn the ball over in a bad situation than what I am with Russ Wilson. And the other thing is, the Bills just beat the Patriots for the first time in I don't know how long. And that's a big emotional, like, you get up for that game and you fight for every inch and you find a way to win the game in the end. It's hard to come back from that and play really well the next week. So I could just see the Bills having a little bit of a letdown there.
Next game, Ravens at the Colts. It could be a tight matchup.
I like the Colts, and it's for two reasons. One, when the Steelers and Ravens play each other, the next week for both teams is always really difficult because the Ravens and Steelers just try to kill each other, you know. And so that next game after they play each other is always hard on both teams. The Steelers are kind of fortunate they play the Cowboys, who are just decimated right now, so I think they'll be fine. But the Colts defense, maybe the Colts defense was a little overhyped early in the year, but I still think it's a good defense. And I think the Colts are going to win that game. Just until Lamar Jackson figures out how to throw the ball down the field more consistently, teams are just going to continue to play him the way they have. I mean, the play that stands out to me is that 4th-and-3 play against the Steelers. I mean, the Steelers did not show any respect for Jackson throwing the ball whatsoever. I mean, they played run from the millisecond that ball was snapped. So that's pretty telling to me. They had no fear of Jackson throwing the ball. So I think the Colts are going to pull I guess it would be a minor upset, but I think the Colts will win.
Me too, Jeff. Even though they're playing in Indianapolis, I got a feeling the Colts are going to take that one for some reason. Anyway, that's just my gut. Texans at the Jaguars, AFC South, pretty weak, both 1-6. Jeff, I mean, this could be a flip of a coin.
Yeah. I'll say the Texans because I like Deshaun Watson. And I mean, I know the Texans have just had a really difficult year this year, but Watson's still a really good player. And, yeah, I mean, it's a bottom-of-the-barrel game, but I like the Texans just because of Watson.
Time for Chiefs business. Chiefs Kingdom. Panthers at the Chiefs. Is this going to be a walk for Kansas City?
I don't think it'll be a blowout like last week. You know, last week they played the Jets, and the Jets are just overmatched. The Panthers will put up a little bit more of a fight, especially with McCaffrey coming back. The Panthers defense is no pushover either. But at the end of the day, I'll have to think the Chiefs really want to take care of business and get into the bye week, get a chance to heal. So they should play well, and I suspect that they'll win. You know, they'll win by 7 or 10 points, somewhere in that ballpark.
Real quick, Le'Veon Bell, how's he doing so far?
I mean, he's looked fine. He's not 2016 Le'Veon Bell, but
interesting.
They've got him out in open space a little bit in the passing game and done some good things with him. The Chiefs running game isn't going to be dominant. I mean, that Bills game, the run game was dominant, but that's because the Bills basically dared the Chiefs to run, so they did. But most teams aren't going to take it to that extreme.
My hopes is with CEH. Lions at the Vikings, NFC North, divisional rivalry. This should be, wow, this is another good game. Vikings had a huge win against the Packers last week. Can they continue against the Lions?
I had written off the Vikings and thought they were just going to completely collapse, and then they played well and beat the Packers.
Me too.
So, when you look at the Vikings roster, they have plenty of talent. They have a lot of really good players. Not to say the Lions don't, but yeah, just because the Vikings won that last game, I think they'll keep playing well. And the other thing is, too, sometimes when teams are playing really bad, they go back to what made them good. And it felt as though against the Packers, the Vikings just decided, like, look, Cook is one of our best players, so we're going to make sure we get him involved. And if they continue to do that, he's going to continue to make plays. So I like the Vikings.
Man, yeah, maybe Cook is making a difference. Maybe that is what they're spearing their momentum. Let's go Bears and Titans. This is a huge matchup. Wow, this could go anywhere, I think.
I don't like how the Titans are playing right now.
Me either.
Mostly on defense. So if you can't cover well, and I know some of it is because of injuries, if you can't cover well, you better be able to really rush the passer to hide it. If you can't rush the passer really well, you better have a really good secondary to make up for it. Well, the problem that the Titans have right now is they can't rush the passer and they can't cover anybody. So that's a really... the Titans have a good group of coaches. I think Mike Vrabel's one of the very best in the NFL. But you can only make up for so much. So I just feel that it'll probably be an ugly game because both teams, you know, Foles can be super Foles or, you know.
Depends on the day.
Back alley Foles. Yeah. But
I Foles because he went to Liberty.
Yeah. Foles didn't go to Liberty.
I'm just kidding. Nothing to do with Liberty.
If he was going to Liberty, maybe that's true.
This is the first time I ever heard you laugh on the show. It's fine.
I guess my point was the Bears are going to focus on stopping Henry. I mean, Henry will get his yards. I'm not saying he's going to rush for 0 yards or anything. But at the end of the day, if the Titans don't figure out their defense, they're just not going to go very far. Because the Titans were able to be successful last year because they could run the football, Tannehill could make plays off play action, and the defense would limit the scoring. They can't do that right now because their defense isn't good.
Yeah, so their defense cannot stop Kansas City right now.
Yeah. Yeah. They can't stop a lot of teams. They couldn't stop the Steelers. So I think that I like the Bears in that game.
Ooh.
Until the Titans start to play better. I mean, the Titans just lost to the Bengals. So until the Titans start to play better,
that's not good, man. That's not good. Bengals is not good. Anyways, another horrible division, or just this one. NFC East, the Giants at Washington. Washington could be the second best team in this division. Jeff, what do you got? It'll be at FedEx Field if that really matters.
Yeah. Oh boy. Yeah, I guess this could be a coin flip.
Danny Dimes.
I was just gonna say. Usually, so I know Dan Jones does some dumb things. He's still a young player. He'll throw a really bad interception. But when I've watched the Giants, I thought he's actually made some plays. So I lean towards the Giants winning because when it's a toss up or when it seems like a close game, you take the team with a better quarterback. And I think even though he has some work to do, Dan Jones is better than anyone that Washington's trotting out there right now.
We go into the 4 o'clock window. Raiders at Chargers. Raiders got fined a lot this week. $500,000, I think, in total with Gruden and not following protocols with COVID. I don't know if they'll affect their play this weekend, but they're going up with the Chargers and Herbert. Who do you got?
Man, the Chargers, if they only played 3 quarters instead of 4, they'd be like the number 2 seed in the AFC right now.
Good point.
But they don't finish games. So, with all that said, I'm going to take the Chargers this week just because they'll play well enough to get the lead. They just have to finish the game. And if I'm not mistaken, I have to double check this. I don't think Trent Brown's playing this week for the Raiders.
I'll look that up.
In the game, in the games that he hasn't played, the Raiders have really struggled to protect the quarterback. And the Chargers have a nice pass rush with Bosa and Tillery. And, you know,
he's on the reserve COVID-19 list. So,
yeah, so this will be the week the Chargers finish the game and they'll win. Because if you hit David Carr, now every quarterback doesn't play as well when they're getting hit. But Carr is one of those guys, if you rattle him early, he'll turn the ball over a bunch. And Herbert's a playmaker, man. I mean, I was completely wrong about him.
He exceeded my expectations.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because of the weapons he has, or it's just Herbert.
Well, look, he still has to make the throws. And he's made some, I mean, the games I've watched, he's made some big-time throws. I thought he was a one read, and then if the guy wasn't open, take off and run quarterback. That's not what he is at all. He hangs in the pocket really well for a young guy and then just uses his legs when it's absolutely necessary.
.. Rookie of the year? ?
Yeah, I think he will be. Yeah,
I think so, too. I can't think of anyone else. But anyways, let's go to another rookie playing against the Cardinals. Tua Tagovailoa, first start win. Now he's going up against another person with the same size, height, Cardinals. But it'll be in Arizona in a dome called State Farm Stadium, an insurance company. Who do you got, Jeff?
I'm going to take the Dolphins just because of momentum. They got a big emotional boost. They got a big emotional boost with Tua, and I think it'll lift the team here for a little bit. And we'll see how good he is long term. But I think the Dolphins are going to go. Their defense is number one in the NFL in scoring defense. So
that's a huge win.
Yeah. So I like the Dolphins.
Did you believe, there was a Scheffner tweet this week that he said that Miami are auditioning Tua and see how it goes. If he doesn't do well, they'll draft another quarterback next year. Have you heard about that tweet?
I mean, I have a hard time believing they wouldn't stick with him at least for next year. But I think he'll be around. I think Tua's going to be around. But they will have the ammo to go get another quarterback if there's somebody they love. So if they could get Lawrence, then maybe they would make that move and then move on to Tua.
Lawrence is kind of a hard pick. It's like choosing pizza versus broccoli. It's tough. But anyways, great pick for the Miami. Love it. Let's go to the next one. Steelers 7-0. Jeff cannot believe it against the Cowboys 2-6. Mike McCarthy still has a job in Dallas.
Yeah, Steelers are going to win by 20. I mean, that's a blowout.
20? How about 40?
Steelers are going to win. Yeah, if not more. Steelers are going to win big.
Okay, before we move on, is Steelers the real deal? Is this something that we could see them go to the Super Bowl? Like, how do you see this, Jeff?
Yeah, the Steelers' defense is completely legit. Ben Roethlisberger does enough to hold the offense together. You're not undefeated by accident, so
that's true.
They'll be, you know, they're definitely a contender.
The best team in the NFL. Now, Saints and Buccaneers. Will Tampa and Tom Brady get their revenge? And we got lost by Jeff, guys. Hold on. Let's give him a call back here. All of Sunday's afternoon games are only the appetizer to the meal. The Saints versus the Buccaneers. Tampa Bay will have Antonio Brown for the first time, while the Saints will hopefully have a healthy team for the big NFC South game. The Saints got the best of the Bucs in week one. So we will see Antonio Brown this weekend. So it should be exciting. We're still connecting with Jeff. Jeff got disconnected. If not, we'll be continuing, and I'll do the predictions, which it was one more game away. One more game away. So we'll see if Jeff comes in. Jeff went to voicemail. Let's do it one more time, guys. He might have ran out of battery. But if I had to choose right now, it'll be the Buccaneers. It's in Tampa, guys. What do you expect? And it's on NBC. The TV network that has a peacock as their logo. I will choose Tampa over the Saints. And Antonio Brown isn't my fantasy. I won't start him yet. I got to see him for one game before we press forward. And by the way, the wide receiver depth is pretty. Jeff, you back?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. Okay, it's okay. Are you okay?
Yeah. I do have to get going here pretty directly, though.
Oh, okay. Let's finish off Saints at Buccaneers real quick.
I think that'll be the Bucs.
they just defensively, they the way to beat them is to go over the top, but that's not how the Saints play. You know, they use the quick passing game and the underneath stuff, and that's just not going to be there consistently against them. So yeah, I like the Bucs in that one.
And keep in mind, Antonio Brown is back, so that could help. Okay.
Yeah, we'll see what he does.
We'll see what he does. And lastly, what goes best with nachos, cheese sauce, salsa, sour cream, or guacamole?
Cheese sauce.
Cheese sauce. And so far, cheese sauce is winning. It's going with Jeff 50%, salsa at 28%, sour cream at 21%, guac at 0%. Can you believe that, Jeff?
I'm not a big fan of it, but most people are.
Jeff, what's the best way for people to reach you to talk to you about Marvin Hall from the Colts?
The best way to follow along is at JT Fulver on Twitter.
And you definitely follow him for any NFL tweets or barbecue tweets. And you can reach us at the Sportscast One. We don't have barbecue tweets. We have directly sports related, so we keep things serious. And, of course, visit us at thesportscast.net. NFL Week 9 is this week. Reach out to our tweets. We got some college football tonight, tomorrow, and NFL on Sunday. Jeff, it's been a great show. Any closing words for Week 9?
Hey, man, just excited to watch and see what happens.
Let's see what happens. Jeff, have a great weekend.
All right, you too, man.